Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Cole, JB says that we need to do everything we can do to get Roll Tide Willie on the show. I don't know if you can stretch a bean can and string far enough to get where Roll Tide Willie is.
I was hoping I'd meet him Saturday. I didn't see him. I don't know if he was there. Probably not. I don't know if you can get from Alabama to South Carolina, but I would love to. That'd be incredible.
I'm not sure that Roll Tide Willie has a driver's license, so I don't know if he could get from Tuscaloosa to Columbia on foot that fast.
It'd be great. It would be great. I'll have to admit, it'd be top of the line.
Tolo asked the question on these coaches' firings and large buyouts. Do they still get paid if they take another job? I'm sure everyone's contract is different, but it seems this would be the standard equals no pay if you take another job. Well, I'm glad you asked that question, Tolo. Basically, if Brian Kelly, just to make the math easy here for a second, let's say Brian Kelly's buyout was exactly $50 million. That means he was fired without cause, so the school has to pay him a predetermined, pre-agreed-upon amount based on how many years are left on his contract, and that would be the guaranteed money on his contract. So he's fired now. They owe him $50 million. Brian Kelly takes another job somewhere else that sets him up with a three-year, $30 million contract. Now LSU owes him $30 million. LSU will only owe him $20 million, and the other 30 will be paid by the new school.
What a terrible problem to have.
Right?
Let me figure out what am you I owed $20 million by this person or $30 million by. Wait a minute.
You can choose to not do anything for the rest of your life and get paid $50 million by LSU. And that's great. That's your prerogative if that's what you want to do. But if you want to get back into coaching, then that's how you do it. I don't know. I've never heard this, Cole. I'm sure Lane Kiffin will be the first to try it at some point, where you take another job, you get a huge buyout for getting fired, and you take another job and say, I'll do that job for $1 a year.
Yeah.
Just pay me $1 a year. That way, the old institution that fired him, that he may want to stick it to, has to pay him an exorbitant buyout. I mean, and you know if Lane Kiffin gets a job, whether it be LSU, because they're already talking about him at LSU, just as they were talking about him at Florida. If Lane takes either one of those jobs, his buyout is going to be gargantuan.
Dewey says on the YouTube stream, Food Lion didn't give me a buyout when they fired me. Such a travesty. That is a travesty, Dewey. I'd call them back and see where your buyout is.
They didn't
is.
Even let you keep the office supplies you stuffed in your pockets on your way out.
Sad to hear that, Dewey.
Sad. Speaking of sad, Cole, that shot of Shane Beamer's face on the sideline after Alabama scored the eventual winning touchdown, that was the true definition of sadsies, because he thought he had the game won, and by God, it looked like South Carolina had the game won. Alabama was playing awful in that football game. Everything was going wrong for them. Everything was going right for South Carolina until the moment that it flipped on a switch. And Alabama scores. And then Elinora Sellers with a chance to go get him down into field goal position, kick the game winner. He fumbles the ball.
Yeah.
And Alabama, of course, goes down and scores a touchdown. I think those are those kind of moments, Cole, that when you're not a very good football team, yet you found a way to play exceptional to a certain point in the game, those are those moments that just simply deflate a defense.
Yeah.
Like there is no way. It is inevitable that Alabama's going to score in that position and win the game.
You know, ultimately, Diesel, when you talk about playing in the SEC and playing big games and then Saturday playing against the number four team in the country, everybody else, Shane Beamer, we all talk about it. We all know that when you are in situations like South Carolina was in Saturday, you've got to have a near-perfect game. You've got to have a lot go your way. You've got to play exceptionally well. And we see it from high school football to college to pro. When you're in the big games, you've got to limit the mistakes that don't allow you to overcome the opposition. And simply put, you can go back and watch that game a million times, Diesel. We can talk about it until we're red in the face. Mm-hmm. But simply put, and Shane Beamer talked about this postgame, South Carolina on Saturday night had far too many mistakes and missed opportunities to beat Alabama. And those mistakes didn't just come in the fourth quarter when Lenoris fumbled the football. They came all the way back in the first quarter when they almost had an interception against Ty Simpson. When they threw in it, you know, the ball's bouncing off the receivers, Fajon's hand. There's just way too many things that you go back and watch that game. Way too many mistakes for the Gamecocks. And unfortunately, we're having this conversation for the second year in a row when you talk about South Carolina playing Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, you look down the stat sheet here. So many of these columns, so many of these points are in South Carolina's favor. You had more total yards. You had more time of possession. You weren't even that badly penalized. 5 penalties for 40 yards. You won that as well. It's just one of those, man, it's the worst possible time to have a mental error, and that got South Carolina again and again in the fourth quarter of that game. Dewey jokes, South Carolina thinks football is a 3.5 quarter sport.
Yeah.
And he's not wrong. He's not wrong. It's a heartbreaker, though, because it felt like, okay, last week this team was deflated as they could be, just getting beat in every phase of the game by Oklahoma. They show up against arguably an equal team, possibly a better team, depending on who you talk to and what time of day it is, and they come out with their hair on fire. I mean, playing really good football. Wasn't perfect when they were taking the lead, but man, it was tough to watch.
It was tough, especially in the fourth quarter, because like being there, man, that place was rocking. South Carolina had all the momentum when that quarter ended. It was an electric atmosphere, and for South Carolina to lose it the way they did, it's just hard. And South Carolina's had a lot of tough losses this season, but I think this one stung. I think this loss stung more than any of the other five total losses now. I think this was the toughest one because you felt like you were right there. The number four team in the country who, you know, came in 6-1, 4-0 in the SEC, and Lenoris Sellers was great on Saturday. 18 of 32, 222, one touchdown. He did have that one pick. Like I said, I don't really think it was his fault. He was great on the ground, 18 rushes, 67 yards. The offensive line played well, played better, I thought.
Yeah.
I don't put that game on the offensive line. I don't put that game on Mike Shula. I think that there were a lot of areas of improvement on Saturday, and then you look at the final score and you think, oh, 29-22, you lost. So it's really hard to talk about and highlight and emphasize those areas of improvement because you lost the game. You simply didn't get it done. But I think this is tough to say, and I know this will be a tough pill for South Carolina fans to swallow. For as good as Lenoris Sellers is, that guy just didn't get it done.
Well,
and 2024 Diesel, an Alabama game, he put the ball on the ground twice last week or last Saturday against Alabama. As good as he was, he cost them an opportunity in the fourth quarter. However you want to look at it, your quarterback cost you an opportunity to win the game.
Well, I did like it the onset of the game, Cole. You know, they were going outside. They were doing exactly what we've all been saying. Yes, that's what you need to do when you've got a terrible offensive line and an aggressive defense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
You got to get the ball out into space. You got to move laterally a little bit instead of waiting for plays to develop downfield. Now, eventually those plays did start to develop. Harbor had that beautiful long 50-some-odd yard touchdown reception. But when you can actually keep a defense on its heels by getting the ball out in space and not letting them be so aggressive and over-pursue, all of a sudden you start finding success. But, of course, what happens, Cole, as soon as they do that, they find success, they move the ball, the next drive, they throw it back across the middle again. And you're right, that's not on Lenore Sellers. That interception was not on him. But it's like, come on, Mike, this is working. Don't go away from this right now. Just ride this out a little bit longer, see if you can put some points on the board actually playing away from your weaknesses.
Yeah, I don't put it on Shula on Saturday. I thought Shula called a good enough game. You know, I think Alabama, Diesel, as the game went on, got better up front. They had a quarterback Saturday who didn't really play his best. I mean, Ty Simpson missed some incredibly big throws. He overthrew some big plays. Now, he has a really good ability to make good decisions when he's outside of the pocket. Ty Simpson does. And, you know, they had some issues up front. Both teams had issues in pass protection on Saturday night. You know, you saw the run game. Outside of Lenore's, not the best for South Carolina, not the best for Alabama. Alabama got better as the game went on, and in the fourth quarter, they played their absolute best. But, man, you just look at what Ty Simpson did. That guy didn't play his best, but ultimately, you know what he didn't do? He didn't cost his team a chance to win, and I think that's the difference. South Carolina, for as good as they were, you just can't have so many self-inflicted mistakes to where you cost yourself. To your point, I thought they played good enough to win. The defense, I liked what they did. I thought they played hard, Diesel. I thought they set the edge really well on Saturday. Dylan Stewart was really good. He wreaked havoc, as he always does. And the cornerbacks, I thought, did a good job of playing good man coverage when needed to. And the problem is, though, when you're talking about South Carolina and you're getting into these tight games, do you have the experience to draw back on from earlier games in the year where you can say, hey, we were able to go win that close game against so-and-so? No, they don't. And that's the problem, Diesel. They just don't have that experience to be able to pull from blank game or they were in a tight game. They hadn't done that this year.
I don't know if you're as pessimistic as I am, Cole, but, you know, I feel like I can generally peg a situation in a game when a turnover happens or when a team should score a touchdown but they only get three or they miss a field goal. I can kind of peg those situations as like, oh, that's a turning point. That's going to change this game. Of course the other team is going to march down the field and score and win this game. Did you get that feeling when Lenore's put the ball on the turf and Alabama got it back? Like, did your mind say, oh, they're going to score because I don't trust this defense at all?
Yeah, it was tough because you felt like South Carolina had a little momentum. And then you talk about momentum killers, drive killers. They had a few penalties that were drive killers. They didn't have a ton of penalties, to your point, but I felt like when you go back and watch, they had a few penalties that were really impactful. Mm. Sometimes you'd rather have more penalties that aren't impactful rather than Diesel having fewer that are really impactful. And I felt like they had a few that were impactful. But to your point, no, you put the ball on the ground, you give ball back to a 6-1 football team is probably not going to end well in the fourth quarter. And again, at the very end of the game, I know it was a big controversy having to let Alabama score late. I don't have a problem with letting a team score. I almost felt like, though, they let them score a little too late. Like, you just didn't really have much time to get anything going. And I know some fans were upset about that, you know, saying, well, you should never let a team score. But, Diesel, then you're talking about, do you really expect to block a field goal?
Right.
Or do you want to give the ball back to Lenore Sellers?
Like, the chances with a minute to go of blocking a field goal, of a goal line stand in that situation are fairly low. But if you can get the ball back with a minute to play, then you can maybe make something happen. But then again, Cole, like we say it all the time, oh, so when they're trying to let that team score, which feels like a fairly recent thing, right? To just go ahead and let the team score so you get the ball back with as much time as possible.
Yeah.
Well, coaches are coaching these players to go down. So you may let a guy run right up the middle, and he goes down on the 2-yard line, and it's a moot point. So now you've just cost yourself any opportunity to maybe mount some kind of a comeback. These players are learning, and some of them are smarter than others. Some of them go down in bounds. Some of them see that goal line, and that's all they can think about, and they go score. And usually it works out just fine for them. But some of them can't stop themselves from scoring. I feel for you, South Carolina fans,
too.
Though. You will have your chance coming up at 5 o'clock to overreact to what you saw this weekend. Remember, every Monday at 5 o'clock, Overreaction Monday, 844-FAN-PHONE. It's your chance to call in and sound off about whatever you want to talk about.
And it's tough, man. Like, I feel for them, too, because you know, you're at a really tough spot in your program, Diesel, before we run to a break with Shane Beamer. People generally have always loved the guy and want the guy to be successful. And now, you know, as the season's gone on, you're seeing a lot of these fans turn on Shane Beamer and become, you know, they're looking outside. They're looking at Penn State. They're looking at LSU and Florida and what they're doing. And they're, you know, they're allowing that to impact their viewpoint of Shane Beamer. And then you see a Beamer team that's not the better team on Saturday, almost beat and upset number 4-ranked Alabama. So you feel good about certain things, and you want to feel optimistic, and you want to feel like the program's still in a good spot. But then again, the next day, LSU fires Brian Kelly. So it's an extremely tough place to be, I think, if you're Jeremiah Donati, because you want to give Beamer a chance to get this thing back on track consistently, but how do you balance the line of the last segment's conversation of, you know, when's the right time to make the move?
So something we didn't approach when we talked about Brian Kelly in the first segment. They've given Shane Beamer now multiple opportunities to fire offensive coordinators, fire defensive coordinators, fire offensive line coaches in an attempt to get it right because they have enough faith in Shane Beamer. Or they like him enough to want to keep him around because they know that he is a lightning rod when things are going well.
Sure.
With Brian Kelly, I'm shocked that they fired Brian Kelly and then the next morning they turn around and fire the OC.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you not give Brian Kelly the opportunity to fire his OC and see if he can figure things out? It'd be a heck of a lot cheaper, too.
And I also now think with all these other job openings, I just don't think the time's right to fire Beamer this year. And I know you and I are hearing and reacting to everything all the fans say and post online. And, you know, half the fan base wants him gone. Half the fan base wants him back. I think ultimately he's back in 2026. I think to save face, though, with the fan base, I think he does fire Mike Shula, Diesel, even if Mike Shula has a good next few games, just in order for him to be able to go on these Garnet and Black tours across the state in the offseason to save face. I think he fires Mike Shula, and then I think 2026 is a huge year for Shane Beamer.
I'm going to call it Shane Beamer. Whenever it happens, if Shane Beamer gets let go, Shane Beamer will be a head coach in the ACC the next season.
You think so?
Shane Beamer, his level of enthusiasm at an ACC school where the expectations aren't all that high? Come on, man. That is a match made in heaven. If I'm Brian Kelly, you know what? I'll save it. I'll get into that at 5 o'clock. Next up, Daily Wires.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.